Coming up, what Angela and I have been up to all this time. The Mandalorian. More Wheel of Time casting. Also, our opinions on Carnival Row, Star Wars Episode 9 and Sith Ray, Another Life starring Katie Sackhoff, and Stranger Things. How Santa Once Got Fresh with Angela, how Jin joined a mall gang, and very important news about our show. Whether you just watched your very first comic book movie, or you can quote Tolkien at the drop of a sword, we'll help you embrace your passion for science fiction and fantasy books, movies, games, television, and more. So get ready to laugh and geek out. Hit subscribe and find your clan.
Hello and welcome to the Anomaly Podcast. My name is Angela, and I have had several intense conversations about Hogwarts houses recently, which is a totally Gryffindor thing, and I am an anomaly.
Hi, I'm Jen. I expressed my frustration about the stupid deer that ate my daylilies via a modified Tolkien quote, and I am an anomaly.
Hello, welcome to the podcast, everyone. What Tolkien quote, then?
My favorite Gandalf quote, which is kind of random, is when he was talking about how he, spoiler alert, killed the Balrog.
Right.
He says, "Until at last I threw down my enemy and smote his ruin upon the mountainside."
Right.
So I was talking about the dang deer who keep eating all my deer-resistant plants every evening, like deer-resistant with air quotes. "I will smite your ruin upon my corner lot with silent efficiency."
Have you gotten any of them?
I will. I have a legit bow. It's a Browning longbow that I've been practicing with. And it's funny because sometimes they walk right up to the target and smell it while I'm practicing, and I have to stop until they walk away.
Why do you have to stop?
Well, it's not deer season.
That's true.
It's in the city limits. So, you know.
That's true. Sorry about that.
We've been on a little break.
Well, you know, things happen.
Both of us have had birthdays recently. Yours was August 16th.
August 16th, yes.
Mine was August 28th. And both of us have children that started school and work and everything. And so it's an overwhelming time.
It's always an overwhelming time.
But anyway, we're back. We have some information that we want to share with you about the show. We also will just talk about some of the shows we've been watching and some geek things and non-geek things we've been up to.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
We did get to hang out in your pools during your birthday party.
Yes, we had a pools party. It was the best idea ever. Well, I had the idea last year because we got one of those, like, you know, those little blow-up pools that are not, like, huge, but they're big enough to kind of hang out in. And since we have two kids, we got kind of a bigger one. And then I said, all of our grass is dead anyway, and we have room to put another pool, so I want to have a pools party, which means, like, several pools instead of just one. We have four preteen kids. We stuck them in one of the pools. And then the adults got to sit with drinks in the other pool, and it was super genius because they got to, you know, hit each other with pool noodles and stuff. And,
and we didn't spill anything we were drinking.
You know, there was an odd splash here and there, but really it didn't upset our fun, and everyone was happy. And I can't believe no one's ever thought of it before, the pools party.
Yeah, and then for my birthday, you came over and we played video games.
Yeah, we had a very introverted birthday for Jen.
I just knew that I was going to have to spend all of my energy on a bridal shower for my future sister-in-law.
That's a lot of work.
We just had that yesterday.
Yep.
Angela had to give me some buffs. Level 40 resistance buff with plus 20 to withstand small talk over time. And then level 35 smite buff.
Smile. It was a smile buff.
I have smite on the brain.
You do. But it was a level 35 smile buff because you have to smile a lot when you're in those situations.
Your face hurts at the end.
But that's why it was a smile buff. This is my favorite one. Level 35 smile buff with plus 15 that the other person might get the hint to leave you alone after 3 minutes, which would be a crit roll. That they would read between the lines of your smile and leave you alone without even saying anything or making anyone uncomfortable. They would just leave you alone. So did that work ever, or did you get any of those? Or
it worked, yes.
Okay, good.
But
I'm so glad.
They thought it was a bachelorette party, not a bridal shower. So really, it was like a bridalette party.
It is not as much like a bachelorette party as you think it was, because they would have stayed a lot longer for bachelorette
party. Oh, they had a lot of fun.
My bachelorette party was an overnight thing on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. So, and we all stayed up until like 4 a.m. It was like 18 hours long, my bachelorette party.
Yeah.
What you experienced was, you know, maybe an extended bridal shower with a little bit of alcohol, but it wasn't really a bachelorette party.
They did a walk with purpose outside of my house on the street, which was very reminiscent of our walk with purpose, only it was much more muggle. When we do our walk with purpose, we are wearing full-on Renfest costumes.
True.
You know, walking with purpose towards the entrance of the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Well, there's all different kinds. Takes everybody.
Hey, no judgment.
But I understand, because you don't really like to people.
Today's a recovery day.
The Mandalorian trailer dropped like a week or two ago.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I think that'll be awesome. We'll have to buy Disney Plus, as you know.
I'm starting to think I might drop Netflix and pick up Disney Plus.
I'll just have both. I'm lazy.
Well, Netflix keeps increasing the price. And really, the only thing I can't do without is Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is pretty good. But yeah, it looks good. It was funny because Russell was excited, but he was a little disappointed in the trailer because he thought that with the title of The Mandalorian, that it would be more about the Mandalorians. And he was disappointed that it's basically a story about a bounty hunter, which is fine. And that's what people expect, because everyone's favorite Mandalorian, of course, is Boba Fett. He's a bounty hunter. So that's what everyone thinks Mandalorians do. But Russell was more interested in maybe a backstory of Mandalorians. So maybe we'll see some of that. So he was a little annoyed, but I think I can still get him to watch it. So
I thought it was going to be about Boba Fett. I'm interested to know, you know, what the story is behind this guy. It looks like he's a bounty hunter for sure. I mean, obviously, they bring it up in the trailer. Yeah, and then we had more Wheel of Time news. It's coming.
It's coming. Real.
There's a lot of controversy over the casting, though, which is pretty ridiculous. A lot of people are afraid it's going to be, you know, very CW in style. And
I understand that. The only thing I was a little caught off guard is I do think Lan isn't old enough. That's the only thing that caught my eye. Lan's older. That's like part of his thing, is that he's like a king out of his land.
And, yes. And he had graying hair and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's described as a lot older. So I don't know how. And there's plenty of actors. You could have had an inclusive character that was still a little bit older. I mean, I'm sure he's going to be fine. I love all the casting so far.
Yeah, me too.
And the guy they cast as Rand is really good looking.
They
and
all
I didn't,
are.
I wasn't sure about Matt, but he kind of grew on me the more I looked at him.
He was the most out of my head, you know, that I pictured Matt.
Yeah,
Coffin.
I see what you mean. Yeah, and Perrin, he's like bulk up. In my mind, Perrin's like the Rock.
He
like,
is. He's a bull.
Like huge. He's supposed to be like this huge dude. But, you know, he has time to work out. Egwene, I think, is perfect. She's amazing.
She is. The only one that I was like, oh, I'm just going to give him a chance, because that's my philosophy, is like, let's not judge it until they act. Because they're either a really good surprise or a very big disappointment, but only after we see them act. I know Nynaeve is just a few years older than them, but they look the same age.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they do something with her costume-wise and makeup-wise to make her look a little older and more stuck in her ways, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to give that to them a little bit, because I get the impression she's not that much older than them. I think that can be played. I'm a little more worried. Not worried. I mean, the land thing, I want to know. But Frodo is supposed to be 50 when he goes on the journey for the ring, and none of us really say anything about that, so meh, whatever.
Yeah, and the controversy is coming from some of the Wheel of Time groups that we are members of, that we just kind of float over, you know, and watch and maybe like a picture here or there.
I posted a picture and people liked it. So.
Yeah, I saw that. It was
tequila.
A tequila bottle that was the, what do you call that? Omna, what is that snake that's biting its tail thing?
Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever that is.
It's cool though.
It represents infinity.
But I found the name of the tequila and now I can't remember what it is, but I'll figure it out later. It's like Los Azul Rios or something like that, which means like a blue river, which doesn't make any sense. I think I'm thinking of a water ride. I know it's Azul, though, somewhere. I'll find it. You talk about something else. But I do think, I mean, the most important ones are Rand and Egwene in my mind. Rand, Perrin, Matt, and Egwene are the most important ones.
Moraine Domondred is very, very well cast. My favorite so far. She's regal looking, and that's important for the character.
I mean, I think the kind of stuff with a Moraine, you can definitely costume. And the other thing, too, is they may do like flashbacks with Lan, which may make more sense to have a younger actor portray some of, because they do a lot in the book. They even describe some of the things that Lan was up to before they do a lot of flashbacks in the book. So I feel like maybe that might make more sense because you'll see him in the flashbacks.
I think that stuff happened in New Spring, which was the prequel novel, which they might actually draw
from. But they might mine some of that for it. It's La Hora Azul. So I wasn't completely off.
I am not a fan of tequila, but I would be willing to try that just to get that little insignia off of the bottle and put it somewhere in my decor.
Well, I am a fan of tequila, and I like tequila because I think tequila bottles, they're always the most imaginative in my mind. I've always seen the coolest tequila bottles. I'll definitely get it the next time I see it so that I can have it because it looks so cool. And of course, I'll try it too. And even if it's not that good to sip, you can put it in a margarita. Done, done.
True.
Still tequila. Tequila's tequila. That's my thoughts on that, which everybody needs to know.
There's also a Lord of the Rings television series that is coming out on Amazon. And Amazon's also doing The Wheel of Time.
The Wheel of Time.
I hope that they don't compete against each other.
I think they have plenty of money.
Of course. I just mean, I don't want the two series to like bring the other one down. Like,
why?
Why? Because they're both competing for an audience. But I guess people would naturally go to both of them.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to watch, someone probably will subscribe to Amazon Prime just to watch one of them. And then they'll naturally, hey, look, this is on too. I'll watch that as well.
Yeah. You know, maybe I am already subscribed to Amazon Prime. So I feel pretty good about that. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I'm going to watch both of them. And there's a new one that's come out that I'm very curious about. I think I showed you the trailer for it the other day, Carnival Row.
I watched the first episode
Did
of
you
that.
Watch it?
It was
what is it?
Very
do like
intriguing.
It?
I
okay,
do.
Okay, I want to watch
I'm,
it.
I'm sold. I'm going to keep watching it. But it's a show that I can't watch with Aaron because it's adult.
No.
It's more adult.
Yeah, that's why I've kind of not been but it looks like something that I think Jim would like, so I don't want to watch it without him. So having time when the kids are not around and we are together, that's hard. But I'm super curious about it.
I don't see a lot of fantasy television shows or anything that take place in our known history that involve like fanciful characters that you might find in a high fantasy show or something like fairies, obviously.
Yes. So yeah, that looks awesome. And then, of course, Dark Ray.
There's a lot of rumors going on and theories as to what the heck we saw in that trailer. JJ may throw things into the trailer that probably are not in the film, you know, as a misdirect.
Well, I have my own theories about it, but I don't want to get into that.
Disney is pretty invested in Star Wars. And Rey in particular, and so many little girls look up to Rey. I highly doubt they're going to turn her Sith.
I totally wrote that in our group chat. Did you see that? I said, mommies are not going to let their little kids buy Rey dolls if she goes all bad Sith. That is bad marketing. I feel like there's either a clone situation or this is a vision, like Luke going into the cave type of deal.
I agree. There's no way. And plus,
I don't want to get too excited about it one way or the other.
It's generating conversation, which is always good when you're talking about marketing. You want people to theorize. You want them to like be shocked.
We are talking about it.
You know, the lightsabers that they show us in movies or in trailers always generate a lot of buzz. Before Kylo, there was Darth Maul's double-bladed lightsaber. Now, who is this? And oh my gosh, look at his lightsaber. And then this, it's like a switchblade lightsaber.
Hey, yeah. It's about continuing to do something cool and amazing that people talk about. So I'm excited. I mean, it does make me more excited for the movie. So, of course.
I really hope that they wrap this up in a good way so that we can all go, oh, that makes total sense.
I feel like they've figured out the formula one way or another. I mean, all of them watched Endgame, so and they know what we liked and didn't like about that. And they've had a few months if they needed to make some tweaks. So I feel like it's going to be fine. They want to make money, so they don't want people to hate it. Of course, Rian Johnson really didn't care about that, or Rian Johnson, whatever the hell his name is.
The blue milk scene.
Don't even talk about that. Like, it's not so worthless.
Spielberg went back and removed guns in E.T., and all of the people searching for E.T. had hand radios instead of guns.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't they go back and take out that scene with the blue milk?
It's just so horrible.
It's horrible.
Like, it's so worthless.
I hate the milk on his beard, too.
Everything is terrible about it.
I hate flecks of food on the face. And like, I can't watch that scene in Return of the King when the steward of Gondor is eating the fruit and its juices. I hate that scene. I know it's symbolic,
horrible.
It's symbolic,
but man,
and it's paralleling.
In that particular scene, yes, it's so perfect because you want that to be stomach churning. This guy is a total douche nozzle and you want to feel how horrible he is. And like everything that's cutting together in that scene, it's perfect for that.
The parallel is perfect between the deaths that are occurring, yep, while he's just pigging out at the table. I understand the art.
Yeah, no, I'm parent singing and I get that. That at least meant something. There was something important going on and it was character development. But the Luke thing is completely worthless. I agree with you because it is gross.
I have an issue with things on people's faces while they're eating.
I don't think like anyone likes that, Jen.
Chewing and smacking. No, but it's like nails on a chalkboard for me. I can't stand it. David had a beard for a long time and things would randomly be caught in it. And I'd be like, get it off. Just can't stand it. So that's why he's clean shaven now, because I had enough of the beard.
That was very smart of him.
I've been watching Another Life on Netflix with Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, yes. Go
on. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I know there are a lot of people in our group on Facebook, which is the Anomaly Facebook group, and also on the Treks and Sci-Fi Facebook group, who have been watching it. I think we all have basically the same opinion in the beginning, like, oh my gosh, this is so intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
It totally goes off the rails at certain points. And also, I cannot get over how completely immature and unprofessional the other astronauts are. And Katie Sackhoff, she plays a character named Nico. She's a captain. It's a whole thing I won't go into. But she's kind of like their mom in this. They're supposed to be the best who can go on this mission and actually get it done. And the whole time, she's like having to pull the mom, you know, you're going to do what I say, and I'm in charge, and don't you talk back to me. Get back in line, kind of thing. It's off-putting at some points, and it's... Anyway, I was hooked, and now the only reason I'm continuing to watch it is so I can just know what the heck is going on. Cause
right, so now you need the payoff.
I just need the payoff. Just give me the payoff, and I can do without. I mean, but her performance is great, as always. She's a great actress. I just think it's a problem with the writing. I wouldn't tell you not to watch it. Give it a shot and see what you think, because you may have a completely different opinion of it. It's also not for kids. At some point, there's a threesome.
So, oh, nice. Fun times.
Good times. For them.
Sure. Everybody can do what they need to do.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're all fine here. We are so behind the times, like a year and a half behind the times, but we watched Ready Player One finally last weekend.
Oh, did you like it?
I really did. And I know that it's different than the book. We made Russell watch it with us. I actually thought it was good. Like, I haven't read the book, so I don't know. But I kind of look at it like it's maybe just different, like two different pieces of fiction that maybe are based on the same idea. And so I just kind of took it for what it is. And I thought it was good. I thought it was really interesting. And I like how it resolved. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
When it first came out.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I like how it resolved and I liked the kid and I liked the whole thing. So
I also read the book and I listened to the audiobook version that Will Wheaton narrated, which he did a fabulous, fabulous job on that. So I recommend read the book or listen to it on Audible.
Okay.
Aaron loved it. They crammed every awesome movie and video game character you can think of into that movie. And it was always kind of like an Easter egg. Oh, look, there's Darth Vader. You know, it was a lot of fun to watch that movie. We just watched Bumblebee. We rented Bumblebee last night.
Oh, Transformers.
I fell asleep, Angela. I mean, Aaron loved it and David stayed awake watching it, but I was tired from the
party, all the people in
the bridal party. So I was a little sapped and drained and I fell asleep. And that could have been the reason. But from when I first started watching it, I could just see the template of the type of Transformer movies that What's-His-Face makes.
Michael Bay? Is that who it is? I don't know.
The writing is kind of weak, but I think this one was much better than the other ones. And Bumblebee is a beloved character. And I think that they did him justice in the movie as much as I saw, because like I said, I fell asleep. It was pretty fun what I did see, but you just have to like divorce the script and the dialogue from your brain and just realize it's what it is.
Some things are just meant to be fun. So
yeah,
I get it.
Did you want to talk about Stranger Things before we wrap up? Because I thought,
oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
So Stranger Things has come and gone.
It has. I did watch it like right when it came out, though. Like,
yeah, me too. I binged
the week
it.
or two when it came out. I did watch it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We watched it super fast.
This was David's absolute favorite one.
Really?
It was. And I, you know, all the characters and all the actors, they know who they are. They know, mm-hmm. how, you know, they slide right into that role. I don't know, the synergy and the dynamic is just there, except with the mom and the sheriff. I can't think of their names right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I thought that was, why didn't you like that?
Casey made a perfect point about it on Facebook because she and I both love Nora Ephron. The dialogue in romantic comedies are always, it's got to be really smart and fun mm-hmm. for me. I mean, it's why I like Charade. And that's why I like all of Nora's movies. But I think Casey and I both had the same problem with the dynamic between those two characters, just because there's no chemistry between them. And I would love them to be a couple, but the way they were trying to do it wasn't working.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they both have great parts. I don't think Stranger Things would be the same if they weren't playing those roles. And I mm-hmm. love the characters, but the dynamic between the two of them is not working for me.
I feel like they were trying to make some sort of statement about those 80s movies and the banter. I think they were trying maybe unsuccessfully to parody that banter, and it didn't work because there's no payoff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, should we say something about spoilers? But like, there's not really, they don't get a good payoff in the end that you would normally get like in a romantic comedy. And so the whole thing was like, literally it was an upside down version of a romantic comedy. And so I feel like if you look at it through that lens, if you knew that you were going to that ending, like so that writers know they're going to the ending they're going to. And if you look at it all, I feel like it's almost intentionally off. It's intentionally weird. It's intentionally off-putting because of the nature of what it is that they're doing and what they're headed for. But I do agree that it doesn't hit the notes that you want it to, but I don't think that it was meant to.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I very much was excited about Maya Hawke. It's so crazy because I've seen so many, you know, being a 90s kid or a 90s teenager. You know, I've seen Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman in so many movies. And so it was so weird to see her because she like is so much like her mom and she's so much like her dad and she's so much herself. It's just this crazy, you know, you look at your own kid and you're like, oh my gosh, that's how this kid is like me or like, you know, his dad or her dad, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's just the craziest thing because there's a couple times where you can just really see her parents like in her being. I don't know how to explain it. And I mean, that doesn't take away from who she is, but it's just so, it was one of those weird, I just had like a couple of surreal moments and her voice is so amazing. And I thought she was so great. And the other thing I didn't have a problem with, but you know, you can always rewrite things in your head, is I do wish that very end scene when Eleven is on the beach with Billy.
Should we spoil it?
Well, we can spoil it. It's been like, what, 2 months?
Okay.
I wish there would have been more dialogue between them so that it made more sense that he was really in there, because you never got a sense, once the beast like took him over or whatever, you never got a sense that he was in there anymore. He was just gone. And then all of a sudden, he like comes back and like saves the day, but I don't feel that transition. I felt like there should have been more dialogue between the two of them on the beach.
Yeah.
In the head. So that, and instead of her just like saying words, like an actual like back and forth of this lucidity between the two of them, where he's like, okay, well, I know how to fix this. And then he does it like in the real world. You know, I feel like that would have been like, it's just the tiniest little tweak, because it was just so stilted and it kept this like stilted dialogue of Eleven, you know, being, I can't quite person, you know, I can't quite do people and I talk a little weird. And it's like, after this much time and being around the redheaded chick for a while, you know, you'd think that she had kind of figured this out a little more. It didn't bother me as much in the like everyday stuff, but for some reason in that moment, I wish there would have been more of like a realistic dialogue between them and on the beach. I don't know. I liked it still, and it didn't really take away that much. I just really like it a teeniest bit better, but it's still awesome. And I love all the 80s stuff. And did you read about that? There's an abandoned mall.
Oh, really?
In Georgia that they actually like redid and rebuilt all these stores. These 80s
cool.
stores, like actually, and they filmed inside an abandoned mall. So I think that's kind of a neat little tidbit. So
that's awesome. Anyway. Yeah. And I love Steve in this season.
Oh, Steve gets better and better with each season, doesn't he?
He does.
He's so good.
And Dustin, he has an awesome geek moment.
Yep.
He and does. Also, I was like I said, David loved it. David's my husband. He absolutely loved watching this with me, and he's a non-geek, but this is his favorite season. And I had to tell him, Dustin, he's really singing that. He is like...
He was in Les Mis.
Les Mis.
And he's been in other shows, too. Like, he's been acting, like, on Broadway, legit, for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, however many years ago, what was it, almost 40 years ago, it was a thing that everyone did. We all went to the mall to hang out, and there was the food court, and, you know...
It was a whole thing.
It was a whole
for
thing.
Sure.
I used to work in the mall. Have you ever worked in the mall? I never worked in a pet store.
I worked in the mall for 2 days as Santa's helper, and then Santa tried to get fresh with me, so I quit.
That's a story we have to hear, but...
Don't tell your kids.
Don't tell your kids. I worked at a pet store, and we had a rivalry with the people at Chick-fil-A at the food court, and they would, like, put things in our chicken salad sandwiches and stuff.
My God.
Yeah,
there
was like a legit rivalry. And it was for a good reason, because the boss's daughter at my store was a total biatch. And that's why we had a rivalry, because her ex-friend worked at Chick-fil-A. And so they like poisoned the employees at both places against each other. And it was just very West Side Story.
That's a lot of energy for something ridiculous.
It is. Should we move on to our podcast business? First of all, I think in one of my, not the last episode, but the episode before that, I had inserted something that said, I'm so sorry, this is late. We're just so tired and it's becoming harder and harder for us to do this. You deserve better, blah, blah, blah. We don't want to quit Anomaly, and we're not going to. We've had several meetings about this just recently, touching base with each other, deciding whether or not we want to continue. And we both decided, yes, we do, but we have to change something to make this work so that it keeps going and is still entertaining. The little insert that I put in, like, well, I'm so tired. That is not entertaining. You know, it's a downer. We don't want to do that anymore. So don't freak out. But we're going to take a break for a scheduled number of months so that we can do some back episodes for you guys, like so that we are never not putting something in the feed. We're also going to be working on how we do things and
rebranding and relaunching.
Rebranding, which you've already had a touch of that in the last few episodes. You've gotten a taste of that, but we need to solidify it and we need to rest. We need to rest.
We do.
When we come back, we'll be back with Picard.
Yes.
That'll be super exciting to us, super exciting to you. And that'll be like our season 13. You know what I mean? And we'll just pretend like this is the end of season 12. And then when we come back in, January with new shows, it'll be season 13. And in the interim, we're working on trying to do some of our archived episodes that are not in the feed at this time, but are archived on our website that you have not heard. We're going to pull some of the good ones out, dust them off, and put them back up there for you to listen to. So if you're new to the Anomaly podcast, that'll be brand new content for you. If you're a loyal listener who's been listening all along, you might like to listen to them just to hear something you haven't heard in like a decade.
I probably would be interested.
I know, me too, because and the audio quality is not going to be there. We've been doing this for so long. We've learned a lot since that time. And things are going to sound different, but we're the same people. And still the same dynamic. It'll just be different sound. And then Angela and I, like I said, we're going to be having a lot of meetings between the two of us, trying to come up with some ideas for new episodes. If you feel like emailing us to tell us what you want to hear more of, that would be super helpful. We're going to be creating a content calendar and things like that.
We're not going to be able to stop ourselves from punching in on Star Wars Episode 9. It's very likely we will punch in some sort of like rogue episode, as it were.
Yes, and maybe an interview I'm working on with a friend of ours who does audio dramas.
There's a couple things that we already had kind of in the pipe that we're not going to not do. But as far as the actual rebranding, relaunching, that's going to kind of coincide with when Picard comes out. But I really don't think we could handle not doing a show for Star Wars, especially since it's the last of the Skywalker saga and that whole thing. I feel like that's just something we can't not do. It'll probably be along the vein of our older episodes. It's just going to be us kind of talking, reviewing it. It's not going to be part of the relaunch. It's just going to be there because we have to.
We're probably going to be guesting on our friends' podcast from time to time in between. Yeah. And a lot of times we borrow episodes from each other or share them in the feed. So you'll hear us talking on Treks and Sci-Fi or the Star Wars Stacks or maybe on a guest show with somebody else on, you know, on another network or something. So there's always going to be something in the feed in this interim. It just won't be new stuff from us just for Anomaly because, like I said, we're tweaking things and it's all for the better. We're coming back. So stay subscribed, tell your friends, and make them subscribe too.
Everything's going to be okay. And a refreshed us is going to be a more entertaining us.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes. It's only almost been 13 years. Rico just celebrated 14, right?
14.
14 years. That's a huge accomplishment.
It is.
He was really generous back in the day. He helped us get started. He encouraged us. We already wanted to do what we do. We had been listening to his show for a while and joined his forum. And he was like, you ladies need to be doing this too. We were like, we've been talking about that. We need your help. And he kind of helped us with tech stuff because back then there were not very many books on the subject.
Yeah, it was very, you couldn't just do it. There's still a lot to it. But like, I remember even just like after you edited, just to turn it into an MP3, you had to put the file like in three different places and like convert it three different times just to get it to where you can put it in the feed. And we didn't have Libsyn back then either. So it was like, so
we were self-hosting and there was no WordPress or any sort of WYSIWYG type of thing.
No.
We had our friend help us hard code a website. You might be able to see it on Wayback.
Well,
the Wayback
I think
machine.
We did. We used Blogspot for a while too.
Yeah, that
There's
was
still
after.
Some old. Yeah. No, I mean, so like that was back in the, Wayback Machine. That was back in the day. I'm so proud of all of this. And that's why we want to give it the attention that it deserves because of how our lives have changed in the past 13 years. When we started this, we didn't have kids.
Nope.
I had only been married like a year at that time. Our jobs were different. We have more responsibilities at work now. You know, everything is just different. And the other thing, Jen, as Clemente said the other day, the embarrassment of riches of nerd things. When we started doing this, it wasn't as easy to just throw a stick and find something to talk about. There was not as much stuff. And now every time you turn around, there's a new sci-fi show. There's a new fantasy show. There's a new book. There's a new Stranger Things. There's Netflix. There's everything. And so we almost have to recalibrate just to focus on, okay, well, what do we want to talk about? What is important to us?
Yeah, because what does our audience want to hear also?
Right. So if we did a show, you know, back then, if we did a show every time something cool came out, that would be every month, every couple of months. Now we could do a daily show on all the things that are happening and we don't have time for that. We would love to. If we were independently wealthy, then yeah, maybe.
Or if someone wanted to pick us up and pay for everything.
A bunch of money for how awesome we are.
Yeah. Then we would do it full time, all the time.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is, or the theme of this conversation is that this is important to us. We were friends before we started this, but it helped bond us. If we ever ended Anomaly, we would still be best friends. We keep saying that to each other, like, let's not let this get between us. We're best friends no matter what. But the show really is kind of our baby, right?
Yep.
We love it so much.
Part of who we are, too, as people.
Right.
We both very much believe in the mission and we believe in the whole idea of Anomaly. And it's just a matter of kind of taking a step back and, you know, we've also learned so much in the interim, you know, figuring out with our new set of skills how we want to approach it. And so, and we both kind of went back and forth and finally agreed, instead of having these like accidental sabbaticals we keep taking because we're just so tired and we can't do it or we can't get to it, we wanted to do something intentional so that we can come back and not have these random breaks. So we really have some backlog and we have some intention. It's hard though, right?
You know what I love about this show, Angela? All the friends we've made through it.
Sure, yeah.
And all the
I mean, there's people the just people, we like wouldn't know.
We've never met in person.
But we've built like good friendships and Anomaly has helped people find each other. That's the other cool thing. It's like there's people we don't even talk to
who are friends
very much anymore who are friends because they met through our shows. And there's maybe even people who don't even know that they know that maybe found each other through our group or whatever. And that's what we want to do. We want to keep building that and make it more awesome. and better for everybody, especially you guys.
Yeah.
And of course for us, so we can keep doing it and keep being in love with the whole process.
Yes.
So.
But we have a plan to go on a retreat to some...
Yes, we're going on a retreat.
Cool location.
Yes.
The two of us talking. And I think it would be fun. I know we briefly talked about it, to record our thoughts before we start and then come back and, you know, touch base and like, what did we decide on? And then do a chat like and just kind of like make it a part of the time capsule that is our show, the arc of
yeah.
where we come from and where we ended up and all that. Anyway, I think it'll be fun. While we're doing this thing, go join the Anomaly Facebook group. Subscribe to our podcast through whatever you're listening to right now. Sign up for the newsletter on the website. I would like to just touch base with people every once in a while, Angela, just to let them know how we're doing.
It's cool.
And
I build emails every day.
Yeah. So do those three things and be excited because we're going to come back even better.
That's so true.
So when does Picard come out? January?
They haven't announced an exact date, but it's end of January, beginning of February, which is perfect because that's like right around our anniversary anyway.
That's right. March is our podcast anniversary.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's going to line up pretty perfectly. As we get closer, they're going to announce a start date for that too. And so it'll kind of all work together. I think TNG and Patrick Stewart and Picard are a big part of the things that we kind of first realized that we had in common.
Yeah.
And Lord of the Rings was first, but then we both realized we like Star Trek. Because Star Trek, there's a lot of people who kind of cursory, oh, I love Lord of the Rings. Yeah, okay. Star Trek TNG is like... That's a thing. that's like a bond. Like you really like that's somebody who's serious about their sci-fi, right? And so that's one of the things where we were like, okay, we're both pretty serious about this. We love TNG. It's a perfect time for us to go together for Picard. So
everyone who's listening, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to us. We love you all. We have the
best
listeners in the world, Angela. They're smart. They're friendly. They're fun. They're cool. A lot of them are cool.
Also very intense, which I like.
In a good way.
Conversation. No, I'm intense. I mean, that's something I have in common with them. So yes, very much. And we'll still be online and all that stuff. So
yeah, hit us up.
You can always
emails, whatever.
Yeah, we'll be around like we always have. But thank you so much for everything. And we will see y'all back as soon as we can.
Yeah. If you want to go to our website, it's anomalypodcast.com. That's anomalypodcast.com. That's where you can find all the things. You can find our email address, our Facebook group, our back podcast episodes, every bit of information you want to learn about how cool we are.
Oh, yes. We're very
cool. Or not cool. You can learn all of that.
Very cool.
We're cool. I take it back. We're not cool. That's anomalypodcast.com. I'm Jen.
And I'm Angela. And you've been listening to the... You've been listening. Okay. And I'm Angela. And I'm Angela. And you've been listening to the Anomaly Podcast, the halfway point between Muggle and Geek.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity. Peculiarity. Irregularity. Inconsistency. Incongruity. A rarity.
It's been a long road.
Getting
from there to here.
It's been a long time. But our time is finally here. And I will see my dreams
come alive at last. I will touch the sky. Can't remember. But they're not going to hold me down. No, no.
No, they're not going
gonna to change my something. Because I have faith from the heart. Oh, gosh.
When we come back, we have to do a legit recording of that with harmony and everything.
Okay.
Okay. We're promising.
I could do that.
All right.
Good. Bye.
Have a good week. Love you.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
And this is the end of Angela's side of the recording.